producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, we all complain about computers and technology, but I was just thinking, they just reported that new car sales, were the highest they've been in October, were the highest they've been in 14 years. And I thought, well, gee, October, it's only, you know, a couple of days into November, but because of computers, instead of waiting months to find out what sales were, they're basically nearly instantaneous because everything's on computers. All I have to do is press the total button, I guess. It's pretty impressive, but a 14-year high, so which seems somehow. Well, I suppose it's a good segue to our discussion about self-driving cars, because they're not talking about having basically them available by the year 2020. And they're already testing them in a number of different places. We talked about last week that a self-driving car completed in a 1,500-mile race in Mexico, or drive in Mexico. So, with no problems, and they've had their cars that have been tested in parking lots and in lots of different places, especially self-driving cars for cargo. So, I mean, we're not talking about something that's a brave new world. We're talking about something in the next 3 to 4 years. And one of the impressive things about it, as far as I'm concerned, is it's some of the ethical things that we're thinking about, that we should be thinking about every time we get behind the wheel of a car, which, of course, we do not. It doesn't mean that the issues aren't there. It just means we don't think about them. So it's like a lot of things that it's like going downstairs two at a time. As long as you don't think about it, you're going to be okay. Once you start thinking about it, it brings up a whole series of complications and iterations and perspectives, which, from my point of view, is fantastic. I love this kind of stuff. But it also means, you know, we're having to rethink all sorts of issues about transportation, about independence, about what it means. Because I get lots of calls from people saying, my elderly parent still wants to drive. Well, this is the perfect solution, is they don't have to be behind the wheel of their own car. They can go as they wish, but in a car that's automatic. Now, how exactly that's going to work is still being worked out, but it's being worked out very quickly. And the other kind of thing that I think is very cool about it is we live in a competitive society. We live in a market-driven economy in theory. The Toyota owns, what is it, like 120 patents or something about self-driving cars, and they're sharing them with the entire automotive industry, thinking, I think appropriately so, that once there's one self-driving car, You can't really exist with one. There has to be a whole field of them. And so they're sharing all the information, which I think is great. All right, so we're talking about, under what circumstances would you use a self-driving car? Manny, are you a car guy?
Yeah, I mean, I own my own vehicle. And
what kind of car do you drive?
I have a Hyundai Santa Fe.
So
it's actually
cars,
an SUV, but yeah.
Yeah, so cars are basically utilitarian for you.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm one of those people, I don't own a car right now, but if I own a car, I've owned lots of different cars, but I like cars that are fast, mm-hmm. which of course is a problem, because sometimes I can afford the car, but I usually can't afford the tickets, so that's one of the reasons I don't own a car. But I like things like, you know, the Gull Wings, and I like the Porsche that goes, you know, from zero to, I saw the James Bond cars. I mean, I like speed.
It's almost kind of a given that if you own a car, like a, you know, if you own a fast car, that speeding tickets just kind of naturally come with the territory, right? Just because, I mean, I've driven a pretty fast car that, you know, accelerates pretty quickly, and a lot of times you'll start going so fast, you just don't realize how fast you're going. I mean, you
That might work on the cops. That's gonna work on me. I mean, you're absolutely right. Oh, gee, officer, I don't know. I just sort of got it. The speedometer must be wrong. And I've had to talk myself. Yeah, right, Manny. I've had to talk myself out of a couple. I've actually, believe it or not, never gotten a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
But there have been a couple times where I had to talk myself out of a speeding ticket.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though? Because it's like sometimes I've been in fast cars where you're driving and then you look down at your speedometer and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going 85, in a 60.
Or I like the cars where they begin rattling, which means you've just gone past the dexterity of the car, the ability of the car to keep itself together. Yeah, the fastest car I ever had, I had a Daimler. I had a Daimler at one point, which was Daimler route, and they were actually taken off. It was a little fiberglass car that had an overhead V8, and I had it up to 143 miles an hour once, which is too fast. I mean, you shouldn't drive cars that fast.
Right.
But it had a 2-inch clearance, had a roll bar, and it weighed about the same as a VW, so it weighed about 2,000 pounds with an overhead V8. That little sucker moved. Somebody stole it, and people are still asking me for the name of my thief, because it was insured because it was sort of collectible by the time I gotten it. I had to have the problem about British cars that go fast is that British steel is basically the equivalent of butter. So the transmission had sort of melted. I had to have an electron beam transmission melt, because it didn't have, when I bought it, which I bought it for nothing, it didn't have a reverse. And I was stupid enough, I thought, well, that's okay, I only need to go forward. It turns out you do need reverse for things like parking. What can I tell you? But yeah, so self-driving cars have an enormous appeal to me, because it means, first of all, I can have one when I want it. I don't have to own one, and that I can worry. I don't have to worry about night driving. I don't have to worry about other lunatics on the road. Although for a while we've got half and half, we're going to have to still worry about lunatics on the road. But in theory, a computer can react more quickly than you can. In theory. All right. So let's talk about under what circumstances. So would you own a self-driving car?
If I could afford it, for sure. Yeah, and actually, I would love to use it the most is if I go on a road trip. Because that allows me to, I can sleep. I don't have to worry about falling asleep on the road, or it just seems like and a lot of times too, when you're on a road trip with a couple of people, you've got, let's say you've got four people in the car, and of course one person is driving, and the other three are jamming out to music or whatever, or they, and you have the one driver that has to make sure they're paying attention to the road. And I think with a self-driving car, you can have, everybody
kind of jamming.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't have to worry about people falling asleep. You don't have to worry about the designated driver anymore. You don't have to worry about a bee in the car, or spilling coffee on your leg, or changing stations, or talking on your cell phone. I mean, you can see that there are huge number of safety issues that are going to be immediately solved. Now, the question is the larger safety issues, which computer malfunctions. I've had a week where my computer just stops. It just goes dark all of a sudden. And I've spent about 4 hours yesterday with 1-800-MY-APPLE. And we're not sure it's fixed yet. But, I mean, when you're thinking about when my computer goes down on the program, it's irritating, and I sometimes have to shuck and jive. If it goes down in my car, you're talking about a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
So, but I agree with you. I would love to have one where you can just call up and have, and especially things like, there's an Uber story apparently that somebody in Taco Bell slugged an Uber driver.
goodness. But the amazing thing too is, and it's so weird because I've noticed so much in the last handful of months, more and more people are texting and driving and looking at their phone. I mean, and it's, I'll be on the road and I'll see somebody in front of me and they're kind of swerving and just kind of, they just don't look like they're really fully paying attention. And then I'll change lanes and pass them. And as I'm passing them, I look over and person's looking at their phone while they're on the freeway going 65 miles an hour. It's like, what are you doing? You're putting yourself and other people at risk, and that's where self-driving car
exactly
can benefit.
I agree. I think for especially show, there was somebody who called yesterday and said, couldn't you pull over? Because presumably, when you're in a car, you should be focused on a car. I mean, it's a lethal weapon, literally.
Yeah.
You're going at least 35, 40 miles an hour in something that weighs a couple of tons. What are we talking about here? All right, 855-993-7569. If you're calling me, please pull over before you do so, unless you're in a self-driving car. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. And we're talking about something that is not very far in the future. All right? I mean, think about it. 4 years ago was 2011, right? So it wasn't very long ago. We're talking about having self-driving cars as part of the reality of our transportation system within the next 4 years. And my guess is it's closer than that because they already exist. And the question is, under what circumstances would you or would you not use a self-driving car? It's interesting because almost nobody's mentioned, Chris, we were just starting on this, independence of, you know, being able to go road trip. Although I remember road trips in college, and what I remember is breaking down and having to learn how to double clutch. So I don't even think people have stick shifts anymore, and you can't really double clutch on an automatic transmission. Trust me on this. All right, let's see what people said.
Chris says, for being intoxicated.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry about designated driver anymore.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting question, because does that mean that drinking will go up? And my guess is probably not. Although, supposedly, we kill 55,000 people every year on the highways, and at least half are directly attributable to drinking and driving, to one or the other being drunk. So if we could, I mean, that's saving, what, 26,000, 28,000 lives a year?
Yeah, totally.
That's a lot.
Robert says, when I go to South Florida to visit my family, I currently live in North Carolina. There you go, road trip, like we talked about.
Well, so they're saying that they'd like to do that?
Yeah.
So that's when they do it? I'll tell you what I thought about when you first said that, is driving in Florida is you're dealing with either, as someone said, outlaws or people who are, you know, waiting to die. So I mean, driving in Florida is an interesting experience. So, you know, I don't know. It's but for a long road trip, I mean, that'd be, although for a long road trip, I just didn't take the train.
Yeah.
So you get up and walk around. And what do you do about things like needing a pit stop? Do we know how cars would work on that? I guess you could probe them in.
Yeah, I would think there's probably some sort of control to say, hey, you know, take.
You need
this
to make
next
a stop, or I'm hungry.
Yeah, I would.
Or
think,
you
so
know, maybe just something that comes up that says, just like on the road, that says, rest area or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah. Keep on.
Dana says on the 5 to Seattle.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially on highway driving, because yeah, it just seems to me so dangerous that, as you say, people are driving fast or changing lanes, they don't know where they're going, and they're talking on their cell phones.
Yeah.
So I'm in favor of that. And traffic jams presumably would be less, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because how would you have a traffic jam if you were in a self-driving car? You wouldn't have accidents in theory.
Right.
You'd be
the driving quality would be, I would think, on the
better.
Know, yeah, it would be better. So you wouldn't have as many accidents, which can cause traffic.
And you wouldn't have people changing lanes as much.
Yeah. Much more logical driving, I guess, with self-driving
cars. People staying in lanes, yeah.
Yeah. Donna says, anywhere but on my paper route.
Because, well, I mean, why couldn't you do it on a paper route? Because you could program it, presumably, to sort of go at a certain rate and to stop at a certain place.
Sure.
I don't know. Why couldn't you do that with your GPS on a paper route?
Marge says, once my AMD gets bad.
AMD. I don't know what AMD is.
I'm not sure.
It's probably a muscular dystrophy. Okay.
Okay. Allison says, always.
But yeah, wait, let's stop.
Okay.
Anybody with, I actually was in a car that was designed for, it was a racing car, believe it or not, for a veteran who's an amputee. And it wasn't really self-driving per se, but it had a lot of the components. It had computer-assisted stuff. And it was fantastic. I mean, it was really smart, and it sort of, it had a lot of the components we're talking about, and I thought it was, somebody has to sit down and think specifically about what the issues are. which, as I said, you know, we all should be thinking about anyway, which we don't, which is all these kinds of things of how do you, you know, how do you avoid traffic jams and how do you merge? In theory, merging should be, well, that's an interesting question. Merging for a, from four lanes to two lanes, for example, going through a tunnel, obviously you're going to stay in your same lane because you're going to be programmed to do that. Presumably you're going to have less people speeding up and slowing down, changing lanes. I mean, in theory, changing lanes would be a thing of the past, right? You'd be in the lane that you're supposed to be in and you would have moved over soon enough. I don't know. You know what we need to do? We need to get a programmer who's programming these to come and talk to us.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
You know, I'm curious, too, when you think about these self-driving cars, what kind of effect it would have on the current, on the auto insurance industry, too, if it would affect
there, there have already been things about that. No, they're saying they're saying positive.
Okay.
That the premiums would be less. The worries about, for example, an underage driver, who cares? You know, it's the computer's the same age.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For elderly, for any kind of disabilities. No, the insurance companies are thinking this is going to be great.
Yeah. Let's see. Allison says, always I can read.
Yeah, truly. Well, it's why people take, we were just talking about, like, driving to Thanksgiving or, you know, over the river and through the woods to grandma's house. The whole family, you wouldn't have to worry about, are we there yet? I mean, kids could watch, although kids are already watching, I guess, TV, and parents could drive. And I mean, it just seems to me kind of a different way of thinking about transportation. And nobody's really mentioned, well, you know, what if I want to get off the road?
Yeah.
I mean, but getting off the road presumably would be like when you rent shoes at a bowling alley or something, as opposed to having your own. That may not be the world's best metaphor, although I'll come back to it in a minute. All right, keep going. It just occurred to me that maybe it is the same. Or, you know, having your own skis as opposed to renting skis, is that if your own skis would be the self-driving stuff and the rentals would be on special things when you went to special places. Traveling in Europe, where you drive on the different side of the street. Do you know how many accidents are caused by that?
Yeah. Wow.
Bermuda and London. There you go.
Becky says, this auto-driving car does not interest me at all.
Well, tell us why not, darling. If you're going to make little statements like that, which I have no problem with, but you need to supply reasonings, don't you think? Come on. She's not going to do that, is she? She's just making her statement.
Here's one from Tom. He says, to go get me a pizza.
Well, couldn't you get that delivered?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, well, I would think so, but
I don't know. I when it comes to pizza,
although when you order a pizza, there's always that extra delivery fee. Whereas if you know,
I see. He said, but I mean, you still have to pay for gas.
That's true.
Maybe not much. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On video and DVD.
Bunch of things that are on video. Some of them, I'll tell you the ones that, that were seen in movie theaters first. And the ones that are went straight to DVD, they're sending me, and I see sort of eventually, so I'll review them for you when I see them, but the ones that have already been theatrically released, which are usually somewhat better, what can I tell you, than the rest of them. One of my faves, and we actually did an interview with the director, is Best of Enemies, which was the story of, it's a documentary about William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal. And it's as far as I'm concerned, it's part of American history, and I just thought it was terrific, where they decided during, ABC decided during the conventions, the Republican to start with in the Democratic convention, that they the other two networks, there were only two at the, there were only three at the time, as ABC said, they were in fourth place and there were only three networks. ABC had no money, so instead of having wall-to-wall coverage of the Republican convention in Miami, they decided to hire Buckley and Vidal, and Gore Vidal, okay, and the two of them, and they only had them on for like I think an hour and a half, and the ratings just went through the ceiling because here were these two really smart, Ivy League establishment kind of blue bloods, sort of talking about politics in a way that nobody had ever heard people talk about politics, because instead of being dry policy statements, there were very personal vendettas, and they took off after each other, and so all of a sudden the huge ratings, and then they went to the Democratic convention, and that's when all hell broke loose, and with the cops and Humphrey and whatever, and they changed forever the face of politics, of news reporting, of convention coverage, and these two people really didn't like each other at all, and it's a story of both of them, where they both came from, what happened after that, and for me it was both fascinating and heartbreaking, because looking at a time, I mean, those were tough times of American history where it was really, in some ways, it was really a civil war going on, and changed forever the face of politics. And looking at Trump today, Trump, did you hear, came out with a statement that said that the networks had made gobs of money on him and him alone, and that he had used the media in the way that the media used him.
Yeah, I heard when he said that. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to worry about, you know, hiding his light under a bushel. If there's a light there. There we go. Alrighty. The End of Tour is one of those movies. It's really Jason Segel's movie rather than Jesse Eisenberg. It's a story, again, this is a fictionalized account of 5 days that that David Lipsky, who was a reporter from Rolling Stones, and he changed, we're talking, this is about a lot of politics as well, he changed the face of Rolling Stone, who had really focused exclusively on music industry, and he made the argument that David Foster Wallace, who'd just written a book, should be covered, and so he spent 5 days with him. And David Foster Wallace was certainly a kind of countercultural kind of icon. It's a very, very talky movie, but if you have any interest in either those figures or the time or the philosophy, it's kind of interesting. As I said, it's Jason Segel as you've never seen him before. He's really wonderful. Jesse Eisenberg I like, but I think he always plays, I've seen him in live theater, I've seen him, you know, in every movie he's made, and I think he always plays the same part. It's an appealing part, and he certainly has a gift for it, but what can I tell you? Inside Out is, if you didn't see it, is really a remarkable film that made a lot of money and should have, because it appeals to both kids, because it's animation, and adults. And it has the idea that it starts with a little girl whose name is Riley, who's moved. When her father starts a new job in San Francisco, she moves from the Midwest. And she's guided by her emotions, joy, that would be me, no, Amy Poehler, fear, Bill Hader, anger, Lewis Black, disgust, Mindy Kaling, and sadness, Phyllis Smith. So you can hear some pretty serious voice talent here. The emotions live in headquarters, the control center inside Riley's mind, where they help advise her through everyday life. As Riley and her emotions struggle to adjust to a new life in San Francisco, turmoil ensues in headquarters. Although joy, Riley's main and most important emotion, tries to keep things positive, the emotions conflict on how best to navigate a new city, house, and school. So, this is, it's an hour 35 minutes, and, I mean, it's really fun to watch. The gimmicks, as happen in animation, are smart and funny, and as for adults, it's kind of a semi-serious, it's kind of a bittersweet look at both adolescence and emotions, and kids will just like the fun of it. But it's a great conversation piece, so if you haven't seen it, or even if you have, this is one of those stocking stuffers that I think is great to have, even obviously before Christmas. You can do it for Thanksgiving, of sitting around and talking about to kids what it means, to adults of experiencing some of the adolescent feelings again, and the war between pride and envy and being happy and being angry. And I mean, it's a really great conversation starter in a non-preachy kind of way. So Inside Out is probably, even though I loved Best of Enemies, Inside Out is probably the best choice for the family. Marry Me for Christmas has got a talented cast. It's African-Americans with a whole bunch of people that I didn't recognize, to be quite honest. But I thought it was a well-done movie and focused a lot on family. My only real complaint about it was that it still sort of succumbs to that notion that career women are really missing something, that if they don't have a man in their life, that that there's something wrong with them. And, you know, really, really, folks, in 2015, do we still have to believe that in the mother who's pushing and the competition between the women who have children and don't have children? The story is a woman who has her own advertising agency and her right-hand man, who happens to be a cute guy, go home for Christmas to pretend that she's that they're engaged to each other, and the guy she left behind, who's now a small-town lawyer who's always had a thing for her. And, I mean, the performances are charming and the people are pretty. It's just that irritating notion that somehow, first of all, that somehow it's okay to lie to your family, that that's a lesser sin than not having a male to show up with at the family dinner. I don't know. These kind of things drive me a little crazy. But if you can get past the chauvinism of it, I suppose you'll be okay. You can hear. I can't remember if I reviewed Southpaw last week. Jake Gyllenhaal is terrific in it. It's just a story that we've seen so many times before that it loses a little bit of its oomph. Charlie's Farm is a scary movie, which are not my kind of thing. Before we go is Chris Evans and Alice Eve, which I really did want to see, but it came cracked, so I'll have to review that for you when I get a disc that actually works. The only other movie, which they didn't send me, but I think is probably worth your seeing, because I saw the museum display of it, is a Lego brickumentary. And who doesn't love Legos? So I think this was actually in the theaters. I don't actually know about this one. I didn't see it, but I think it may have been. It's an hour 32. Let's see if they said it was in the theaters or not. It said Oscar-winning director David Jung and Oscar-nominated director Keith Davidson take us on a journey through the Lego universe. They explore the brick that is captured. See, I saw this at the museum, so I don't know if it was actually released or not. Then explores the essential nature of human creativity and the ways we seek to build and understand our world. So if it's the same one I saw, which I think it is, it's really wonderful. And all of us, who doesn't love Lego? And Lego's having a huge resurgence these days. So Lego, a brickumentary, which I believe is the same one that I saw in the museum exhibit, is really wonderful. And you can't believe the things that people build with Legos. So that's wonderful. But if I had to choose one movie, one DVD for you to watch, I would have you go see Inside Out, because there's something really substantive there. And it's something that the whole family can discuss. The Lego stuff is fun. But in terms of having a family discussion and helping people, especially young people, to deal with their emotions, and having adults being able to identify how complicated adolescence really can be, I think Inside Out is your choice. And it was nominated for a bunch of awards. No, it came out this year, so it hasn't been nominated yet. See if I can figure out exactly when it came out. Doesn't say when it came out, but I think it's this year. I could go back and look and see when I saw it. Yeah, June 19th. Okay? So it'll probably be up for an Oscar this year, or possibly in the animation category, because everybody just thought it was really smart. All right, so more details at drjoy.com for DVDs, theater, and movies. And I'll tell you about Bond, James, on Thursday. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking about the future that's just right there at the intersection of Healthy and Abby, right? Where we're talking about self-driving cars and how you feel about them. So let's see what other people are thinking about them.
I forgot where I left off at. Here we go. Kathy says, never. I like being in control.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, I mean, what if you were the only... of course, that would be kind of fun if you were the only car that you could drive yourself on the road and everybody else was in a self-driving car. It's kind of like being in bumper cars where everybody else is a kid and you're the grown-up going round and round and smacking into them. Was that me? No, I'm sure that wasn't me. I was hallucinating. All right, keep going. Let's forget I said that.
Kim actually says the opposite. Kim says all the time, I hate driving.
Okay.
Violet says, I would use one after they were tested and proved to be safer than the average human driver.
Well, I think they already are.
Don says, anytime I went anywhere, can't get here soon enough to suit me.
Say that again.
Anytime I went anywhere, I can't get here soon enough to suit me.
Well, you know, the idea is, would they be faster than a regular car? And the idea is, presumably they wouldn't speed. They'd all be going the speed limit. But if there were fewer obstructions, if people weren't crashing, if people weren't trying to pass one another, if people weren't cutting into lanes, if the cars, because they were programmed to do, made orderly merges, then presumably it may not be faster than when everything was going its best, but it would be nearly as slow as when people do dumb stuff. So I hear, I, you know, but I don't know that speed is the issue per se. I think not avoiding accidents probably would be, but I don't know that speed per se.
Lillian says, when everyone else has one, then I'll think about it.
So much for being in the forefront of technology, huh, Cookie? All right.
Mary says, for knitting, there's never enough time to finish all the projects I have going.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you can do all sorts of things. Although I'm one of those people who can't really read in a car, so I get car sick. I can't check my email in a cab. I can do it sometimes on a train, sometimes not. But I can't really. I could do it in a plane. Although when it gets turbulent, I don't read. I pray a lot. All right. So you're saying that this would be, so it's less wasted time. I know a lot of people who commute, and they commute by rail. So, and they said the same thing, is that's when they get papers read and books read and stuff like that.
We have a couple people, Tony and Michelle. They both say no circumstances whatsoever.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, be careful about saying never, because you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because that's the other issue, is the transition would be interesting, right? And to a certain extent, the beginning of the transition is already there, because there are self-driving cars, and they're in a number of different places, and they're going to be more and more. But the question is, when does the conversion happen, and how does the conversion happen, and will you ever be able to have your own car, and under what circumstances, and will there be separate places to drive those cars? I'm trying to think of a comparable situation where... the only thing I can think about is bowling shoes, which is not a really very good metaphor, but where people... sports equipment. I'm trying to think where you can either... that most people is communally owned, and every once in a while people have, I suppose, horses, riding stables, things like that. Maybe that's the metaphor, is there are a lot of places where you can go to rent a horse when you want to ride a horse, mm-hmm. whether it's through Central Park or on a trail or... and some people have their own horses, but it's an incredibly expensive thing to have your own horse, because you have to not only feed it, insure it, and stuff like that, and then you have to make sure you ride it often enough that it is, because it's a living thing. So I don't know. Be interesting to see. It's going to be there are a whole lot of issues that are not inherently obvious, as you can hear. All right, is that all of them, or we got a couple more?
Yeah, we got a couple more here. Okay. Morgan just says, I like my 5-speed Subaru. And Rebecca says to get my favorite junk food.
Well, I mean, in theory, you could. The question is, how would it work? And yeah. My guess is that there are going to be ones like that. You can order one to go in various segments, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's already how cabs are metered, for example. And I mean, think about it like a train, right?
Yeah.
That you can get a train that goes or even a subway. Subway may be a better metaphor, that you can go from 42nd Street to 50th, or you can go from 42nd Street to 72nd, or you can go from 42nd to 96th. So you can take a local, you can take an express, you can switch. That's probably the metaphor, isn't it, is the subways. Nobody has their own private subway, although a car, I suppose, is your own private, except it's not a subway. The president was in town last night. That was a good time to not, you know, to take the subway. They had all of Times Square blocked off. It was a mess. Like you said, go to Des Moines. They'll be thrilled to have you. It's not that, it's not about the politics. It's just about the congestion. But let me tell you about Times Square being blocked off completely. It's just, it is bizarre.
Yeah.
All people, but no cars whatsoever.
Yeah. One more here from Antonio. He says, I will wait for a self-driving tour bus. It would be great to jump into your tour bus bed in Los Angeles at 9 p.m., and by morning you have arrived in Denver. Great for business applications.
Aren't those called trains or greyhounds? I mean, to a certain extent, there are trains and there are subways and
I suppose if you know
it's private.
Yeah, and I suppose if, you know, with a self-driving tour bus, as he put it, you know, you can kind of set your own time when you want to leave. You don't have to really go on another.
Well, that's a question.
Schedule,
that is,
know?
A question, isn't it? Is how those would actually work? Would they be continuous? Would they be like an escalator? Or this, again, I think the subway may be the metaphor.
Yeah.
The subways run in theory, and there. This is not the time to talk about subway metaphor, because on the weekends you can't get any place on anything.
Yeah.
But in general, it's a very efficient system of moving a lot of people fairly quickly, fairly inexpensively. And you have options. You can go express, you can go local, you can transfer to longer distances, and basically, at least around here, you can do it basically with your card, and so it's very inexpensive, and it's much quicker than being above ground. The only problem is when something goes wrong, it goes dreadfully wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just stuck.
Mm.
Well, but we'll see. I mean, but again, I think that the subway may be the appropriate metaphor for this. Stay tuned. We'll find out. There's a future in front of us. We're probably all going to share it together. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swimming with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.